Yeah, you know, just trying to continue, you know, doing what I did last year, build off of what I did last year, and come out here and you know, try to prove myself every day, and you know, just do my job. You know, my biggest thing is, you know, I'm just trying to, like I said, just come out here, prove myself, you know, stay consistent, and you know, make plays.
You feel like you've had a good camp so far? You feel like everything coming your way?
Yeah. You know, it's a great start. You know, there's a you know, a lot of work to be done, you know, before the regular season gets started. But, you know, I think I'm off to, you know, a good start.
Nick, speaking of that great start, it seems like it's only a few practices, but when all said and done, you're like the leading receiver. So you got to be excited that no matter who's the quarterback, it seems like they're targeting you.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to love to get the ball as a receiver. And, you know, like I said, you know, my job is to go out there and make plays. You know, when the ball comes my way, I'm going to, you know, do everything in my power to go up there and, you know, make a play on the ball.
How would you describe what your coach said about you the other day? Did that comment get back to you?
I did not.
He said you're doing very well.
Well, happy to hear that. You know, it's just got to continue to come out here and, you know, do what I've, you know, done these first few days and continue to be consistent and, you know, just repeat, you know, what I've been doing. You know, it's all about consistency. You know, you got to be consistent. You know, got to earn the trust, you know, in the quarterback. And, you know, the older guys, you know, Drew and Meech and Colson, you know, they've been playing together for a long time. So, you know, it's very important for me as a younger player to continue to build that trust and, you know, be consistent, you know, like I keep talking about so that, you know, Drew can trust me.
And Nick,
do you think he's getting more confidence in you? It looks like you're on a different wavelength with the quarterbacks than you were. Is that...
Yeah, well, you know, it's trust comes with time. You know, you can't make up, you know, chemistry. You know, chemistry comes from, you know, repetition and it comes with time. And, you know, I've been here a few years now, and, you know, that's something I've been trying to continue to develop, you know, from the first day I stepped on the field and, you know, even now, still, you know, trying to work on that every day and, you know, continue building, you know, that chemistry and, you know, the relationship, you know, with the quarterbacks.
And, Nick, speaking of that trust, would a good example be when you're working with Drew and all of a sudden you run a route and maybe looks like Drew threw it in the ground and he comes back to you and says, look, I want you at 16, not 14, or vice versa, or something like that.
It's exactly like that. You know, nothing's ever perfect in this world. You know, the game of football is not perfect. There's always going to be a variable that you can't control. But you know, that's why we practice, and you know, to try to get it as close to perfect as you can, and you know, building that trust and chemistry, you know, trying to get on the same you know wavelength, you know, makes that, you know, a lot easier. And you know, when you know what one another are thinking, you know, makes it a lot easier to go out there and make plays.
Nick, you've had to be patient with injuries and waiting for your opportunity. Has it been hard to be patient?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think patience is something that's hard, you know, for a lot of people. And you know, it's never easy to be patient, but you know, that's life. You know, you just got to be patient and you know, keep grinding, keep working, and you know, be ready when your number's called.
Is there anything that you've done to maybe speed up your moment getting here a little sooner this offseason?
No, you know, just been continuing to do the things that have allowed me to have, you know, success, you know, thus far in my career, and you know, continue to do those things, you know, throughout the rest of my career. And you know, like I said, you just got to keep working, you know, do the things that you know you need to do in order to have success, and be ready when your number's called.
Your dad's been through a lot of the ups and downs. Any advice from him that stood out in trying to get back to where you are today?
Just be patient. You know, like you said, you know, you just have to be patient and be ready. And you know, you can twist it, you know, a million different ways, but you know, you just have to be ready, you know, when your opportunity presents itself.
Nick, do you think your family tree had people thinking they were going to get so much abuse so early on and it should be going faster?
I don't know. That's hard for me to say. You know, I don't know what other people are thinking, but you know, like I said, you know, just got to keep working and, you know, be ready, you know, when my number's called. You know, just keep doing what I've been doing, you know, the things that have allowed me to have success, you know, thus far. And you know, I think you know, things are going well, and you know, just got to continue doing what I've been doing.
What are your expectations for the season?
You know, we'll see. You know, we'll see. You know, we got a long ways to go before the season. You know, got to get through this preseason and, you know, we'll see.
On a personal level?
Oh, you know, it just continue to build off, you know, what I did last year. You know, I don't have any, predictions for you. But, you know, just go out there and make plays. And, you know, when my number's called, you know, you got to go out there and make a play.
And Nick, how frustrating, though, was it? You having a good camp. All of a sudden, you're part of the offense. You're active. And then, obviously, I know you had to be very disappointed in the Jets game. And all of a sudden, you're not part of the mix. Is that just a learning experience, or how do you take that?
Definitely. It's extremely frustrating and definitely a learning experience. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you got to, you know, sit back and, you know, look at, okay, you know, why did this happen? What can I change? And, you know, move forward, you know, take it as a learning experience and move forward. You know, there's new learning experiences every day, positive and negative. And you just got to, you know, learn from your past and, you know, use it to, you know, put yourself in a better position for the future.